hide when I'm happy and hide when I'm sad. I refuse to come to church and hide when I'm happy. Hey man, I got my helpers this morning. All right, give them, make sure we're in that key. Give it to us. Today, because I'm happy. All right, y'all, we're going to have a good time. This is Black History Month. And I didn't wear the right colors, but I got on something. Hey, I can't say it. I feel it moving.
Say all over me, yeah. can't live, I can't breathe, I can't move without you in my life. I can't go on, Jesus. This is my song, Jesus. I can't do nothing if I don't have you. I can't live, I can't breathe, I can't move without you in my life. I can't go on, Jesus. This is my song, Jesus. I can't do nothing if I don't have you. Be so complete, can't imagine my world turning without you. Said I can't live. Without you in my life, I can't go on, Jesus. This is my song, Jesus. I can't do nothing if I don't have you.
You don't speak to yourself. You don't tell me. New Scott Alley, I'm speaking to you. And visiting friends if there be any. I'm grateful once again to be present here. Was here last Sunday, back again today. I have not moved my membership yet, but I'm at home anyway. I'm thankful to be in God's program. Thankful that he ordered my steps. That he put words in my mouth that I can praise him. Because we're living in perilous times, and if you don't know how to talk to God or don't know how to listen to God, you might not. Saved and not saved. I'm thankful once again to be here because had it not been for the Lord, where would we be? I want to be kind of brief in this today. The pastor told me this was Youth Sunday, and I know some of us in here says, well, I've been here a long time. I don't consider myself a youth anymore. But you ought to want to stay young. Yeah. They say it's a blessing to get old. Most people say that still young. When you get old, your mind starts leaving you, or you start forgetting. Steps get shorter, pains get greater. There is a lot of eyesight get dimmer. There's a lot that happens to you when you get older, and it's not pleasing. It's not good. Somebody got to lead you. Somebody got to do this and do that for you. And look, we're not anxious anymore to help you. We're all gone our way. If you need some help, you should have thought of that before you got, no, you can't help that, before you made the motion or the attempt to get up and go somewhere. Because we don't really have the time to sacrifice to help one another. But still and all, getting old have its blessings. Yeah. And so let's go and go. Let's go to 1 Samuel. I get in trouble. 1 Samuel, first chapter. Beginning at the ninth verse, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. I don't know if I'm supposed to do this or not, but I'm going to do it. At St. Matthew on the 28th, I know somebody read a communication that some of y'all are having. We're celebrating Black History, too. We're having an Alcorn's Choir. We're having Southern University and Gremlin Choir, and perhaps a few more there. I don't know the price for, you know, to get a ticket. I think it's $10.
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget me. Who want to be remembered? Everybody. We might not live the life while we're here, but everybody want to be remembered. And that's what she says, remember thy handmaid, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child. Then I will give him unto thee, unto the Lord, all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her mouth. The preacher? I'm praying to God in my bitterness and my hurt and my disappointment and my weakness and my lack, and the preacher sitting up there mocking. He should be the last one. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drinking or drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my before the Lord. You got to know how to make it in this world. Poured out my soul unto the Lord. And then she says, come not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaints and grief have I spoken. And then in the second chapter, verse 1 and 2, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemy, because I rejoice in thy salvation. And then this is what she said. There is none holy as the Lord. There is no rock, or there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. You may be seated. Give me a few moments of your undivided time as we speak to you, that I learn, I find the answer. I learn to pray. I found the answer. I learn to pray. This is a story about a man, and we don't do this in this lifetime. We might have a spouse and an outside lover, but we don't have two spouses. And you know, difference in it, but you know, it's not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. But God showed us this now. You might think this man is off of his rockets, or this woman, or these women in his life is way wrong, but God used them to show us what happens when we don't do it his way. We have to go through stuff. And so this woman was being persecuted because she had no children. And you know how it is when you get to messing with people, you call them all kind of names and all kind of things and say all manner of evil about them. But she didn't say anything about them. Penina, the second wife, I call her Hannah, the first wife, and Penina, I call her the second wife. and her husband, all of them persecuted him. They went to church, what we call today church. They went and they offered us sacrifice unto the Lord, offered us praises unto the Lord. And after that, they would have a little feast, a little celebration. And everybody was happy and pleasing and eating but Hannah. Because I have an emptiness inside of me. And what's on the table is not my desire. It's not my appetite. It's not pleasing to me. What's on the table is, I don't want that. That's not filling to me. That's not fulfilling to me. My emptiness, even after I eat, my emptiness, my void is still there. And I need more than what's before me.
Yes,
and this is how it is in the world today. We got to know how to survive in this world. And we can pray for the world to get better, but it only gets worse. When we read and when we do the Our Father prayers, and when it says, give us this day our daily bread, do you know what all you're asking God to give you? You're asking God to give me everything I need every day. Because the needs today is going to be different tomorrow.
That's it,
and I need today for today. I don't need tomorrow. I don't want yesterday. I just need for today. Whatever it is I need today, I need it. And most of us really need to know how to trust God. We really need to know how to pray to God for whatever's going wrong in my life. Offer whatever blessing, whatever. I want to be thankful to God. I need to know how to pray a thanksgiving prayer to God. I need to know how to talk to God in whatever circumstances that I'm in.
Say that good.
You can say that out loud. The devil can't stop you if you're saying it for God. That's right, that's right. I heard somebody say that. How do you handle your affliction? How do you handle your enemy? Do you tell them some kind of old silly stuff like, I'll jump down your throat and tap dance on your liver and all kind of stuff like that? Do you tell them that I'll reach down in your throat and pull your tongue, pull it out by the roof? You tell them all kind of stuff like that? Can you actually do that? Like, you know, it's bad enough you tell a person, I'll give you a piece of my mind if you don't stop. That's bad enough, because most of us doesn't have full capacity. You give them a little bit of that you have, it just makes you have a little less. And I need all I got, and I'm talking about me. But look at this. How do you handle the storms in your life? You don't order, they come anyway.
That's right.
And the more you talk to the Almighty God about the things in your life, the more they come. You'll be wondering, how these people don't ever go to church and they just like living on flower beds of Eve. And I go to church and I praise God and I give all I can to God and I'm going through things. Storm after, and sometimes you're in a storm and you see the other one right here. You can't get out of one and hit it in the other one. You're already in one, and the other one comes. Somebody already messing with you, dragging your name, everything, and then here come another one. And you haven't heard from this one. How do you handle the storms of life? You can't stay in the house. If you go to church and you sit and be quiet, somebody gonna mess with you. If you go to church and you make a lot of noise, somebody gonna mess with you. Somebody gonna say, what's wrong with you? You sitting there and you ain't saying nothing like you don't know the Lord. Then somebody else is going to say, you make too much noise in church. You ought to sit down and be quiet. When I was quiet. Yeah. When when I was bothering nobody, they got on me. Then I start praising the Lord, and you making too much. You the only one want to hear the word? Be quiet so other people can hear. Do you not know that when you're praising the Lord, you don't hear all of that?
Right.
Now, if you're sitting there and somebody else is praising the Lord, that means you're not praising the Lord. And if you're sitting there and somebody wants you to get up and say something because you're saying nothing, somebody noticing you, and that means they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Say it, do it, sir.
How do you handle the storms of life? There is a way, and this is the Bible talking, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end. Have you thought about the end? The end is the way of death and destruction. Do we get tired of being talked about,
yes, yes,
criticized,
yes,
and dragged through the mud, as we say?
Yes,
it's not pleasing. It's not pleasant. But we can't go back. And I can't be you. I got to be me.
That's it. That's it.
Look, I just read here where Penina and Elkanah and the priest Eli persecuted this woman. Penina, because she was having no children. And her husband, because he's telling her when time comes to give the portions to each one, he's giving Hannah a double portion and says, I'm better to you than 10 sons. Now, that don't sound right to me, but that's what he told them.
Yeah.
And yet and still, all the things still telling her did not ease the pain. When you see people crying sometimes, what's wrong with you? Sometimes it's because I'm hurting. I'm oppressed. Depressed. Sometimes it's because God just has unfolded himself to me. To, I can't say a word. I just cry.
Lord, help
but look, whatever the reason you're crying, can I help you? Can I assist you? I can help you praise the Lord. If that's why you're crying, that this God has done so much to you and you're just sitting here reminiscing and thinking about it. God, if you had not reached down and grabbed my hand, I would have failed. If you had not led me through the darkness of life, I would have not made it. It's a lot to thank God for. And it's a lot we got to go through in order to be able to thank God. I mean, I can thank God for the days of the bright sunshine and trouble-free, but, you know, it doesn't do to you. But when you look and God has brought me through the valleys and the shadows of death, it do something to you that no, I was up against the wall, I was at my last, I was defeated almost. And God came to my rescue.
Yes, Lord.
He brought me out. He gave me what I need. I didn't know how to ask him, but he gave it to me anyway. Because he's a merciful God. He talking in Revelation, she was talking about being a sinner, and she says, I'm still a sinner. I'm a saved sinner, and I just let everybody talk. And when they finished talking, you know what I said? Now, I read in the Bible what God talking about being a sinner and a saint. But I never read what he says to be a saved sinner. I ain't going to stop nobody from being what you want to be. You have that right. You do. When the Lord told Adam that tree in the midst of the garden, you can eat off every tree but that one in the midst. Don't eat off of it. He didn't put no hedge around it. Or he didn't stand guard over so Adam couldn't get to it. He had to make his own mind.
That's right.
I'm going to do it or not.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to make up your mind. I'm going to stay on the battlefield or not. You got to make up your mind and say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to show the devil in my life. I'm not going to let the devil rule me and tell me what to say and how to treat you, because God has already laid the foundation and the pattern for me to live by.
Say that good.
I got a blueprint here. And it says for me to, you know, they says, kind of like in the Sunday school this morning, they said that love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But that ain't from the Lord. God didn't say that.
That's right.
He said to pray for them who misuse you.
That's right.
So how do you handle your storms of life? How you handle your brokenness? How you handle your emptiness? How you handle your pain? You know, I cry. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
If there anybody in the world understand tears, God do.
Yes, sir.
If there's anybody in the world that tears speak to, God is one of them, and perhaps the only one. But don't take matters into your own hands. Don't let the devil provoke you to say something, to do something to somebody. God created them just like he did me. So if I do them things to the people who God created, that's going to happen to me. Look, these people provoked this woman. And when she went and prayed to the Lord, she didn't say nothing about either one of them. God, you see how they treated me back there. You see how bad they're talking about me. She didn't say none of that. God, the same thing my enemy is doing to me, I want you to do it to them. Mm-mm. That ain't what she prayed. My husband, he talking about me, how good he is to me. That ain't fulfilling my emptiness. I got a void in my life. Maybe he don't know it. But you only one can fill it, and she ain't told him that yet. But then, when you went in the church to pray, but there's somebody listening to you so that when they get outside, they can go tell people how you was in there, or just, you know, you just crying and slobbing all over yourself and snotting all over yourself. And did anybody do that to you? Now, you talking to God about conditioning your life. You talking to God about the storms in your life. You're talking to God about the things you don't understand, but they still happening in your life. Things you can't control, or you can't fix, or you can't stop, but they still coming and they still happening in your life. This world in which we live. Yeah, I heard a lady say one day, and she was preaching just like me, and she says, you know, the Lord put Trump in office. That might sound good to you, but I didn't vote for him. It's just that the person I voted for didn't win. But look, everybody who voted for Trump, did Trump win? God did not put this man in office, but he's using him.
Yes, sir.
God will not work crooked things to get you God all you want, but God did not work crooked things. Even though Eli had two sons and they was crooked, they was priests. But what they was doing wasn't of God. And somebody say, well, God put him there. I said, well, God might be using him to help us to come back to him, but we voted for the man to put him in office, and he won. And the things we're going through now, you think it's going to get better? If you'll see, if you stop praying, it only get worse at a rapid speed. Yeah. But you know what? That's why you gotta love the scripture. David says, I was young, and I don't know how many times you haven't heard this, but it's so true. And he said, now I'm old. But I never seen the righteous forsaken. And God's children begging for bread. God been taking, and this is me now. This ain't David. This is God been taking care of me all my life. And when I was in the street, God took care of me. When I didn't go to church, when I didn't pay tithes, God took care of me. And so my thing now, I'm asking God, just like the disciples asked him, teach me how to pray. If I'm praying because I'm overwhelming your blessings, teach me how to praise you there. If I'm praying because my enemy is beating up on me, teach me how to pray to you. He said, this is what he said. He said, if you pray in secret, I will reward you openly. Now, let me get in Hannah. And she was praying in the temple. And the priest was sitting there. And I guess he wanted to hear what she was saying. And since he didn't hear nothing, he said she was drunk. How long you gonna be drunk? You on your knees. And you crying out to God because you're hurt. Somebody making fun of you. You're crying out to God because you have a lack in your life, and nobody seems to understand what you're going through, what's happening in you. So they won't help you. They can't help you because they don't really know how to help you. But did you know God says that I'm an all-wise God? I know everything. There is nothing I don't know. Did you know the scripture says that God's understanding our thoughts are far off?
That's it, yes, sir.
Way before you know,
that's right.
Or before you do, God already knows you was going to do it. Good or bad, he knows. Did he stop me? He gave me wisdom and understanding. And when bad thoughts come in my mind, I'm supposed to cast them out. Because if I let them lay there, and if I meditate on them, if I feast on them, they're going to get bigger and stronger and bolder. And one day, one time, I'll find myself doing it. Yeah. Devil has a way of sneaking in. And it says, man ought to always pray. according to the law, she had to be living right in order for the Lord to answer her prayer.
Right.
And she could have gave herself, well, I'm going to give myself to the Lord, but he give me a child, I ain't going to give him my child, I'm going to keep my child myself.
Lord,
but she told the Lord what she wanted.
Right.
And don't let nobody tell you that whatever you want from the Lord, and he don't give it to you, just accept what he gives you. God ain't that kind of God. He's going to give you what you ask for.
Right.
But she
that's
asked
right.
for a man because I want to bless the Lord. I want to give him back to you all the days of his life. And the Bible says when they went home, her husband knew her and she conceived and she brought a man child. And then when the time go up to go back to Shiloh to sacrifice and to worship God, and she told her husband, says, I'm going to stay till I wean the child.
That's right.
And then I'm going to bring him and give him back to the Lord. I'm going to keep the words of my mouth. I'm going to keep my vow. You ever told the Lord if he heal you, if he get you out of this mess, you're not going to get in anymore. You're going to be good. You're going to be faithful. And the Lord know you was lying. I told you he understand your thoughts are full off. So you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. You ain't fooling the Lord. She brought him to the priest. And I told you that song says in my head, I find the answer. I learned to pray. And she brought him back to the priest. And she could have said to the priest, you remember that night I was in here, or that evening I was in here praying, and you come down here mocking me, talking about I was drunk and all that stuff. And I told you that I was I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I'm in bitterness because I'm going to give something back to the Lord that nobody else, did you give your children back to the Lord? Well, first now, did you give yourself to the Lord?
My Lord, my Lord.
Now, did you give your children back to the Lord? She says, that time I was praying, and you mocked me because you saw my lips move, but you didn't hear a word that I was saying. You're talking to the Lord. And you don't have to holler and scream to the Lord. And I know sometimes we do. It's okay. It's how God deals in your spirit that you praise him. But she didn't have to make a loud noise. He's not going to answer her prayer. She was praying to the Lord, and God already knew. Why God didn't do the other woman, Penina? Why he didn't do her like he did Hannah? Why he didn't close up her womb? She was not going to come and do what Hannah did. Look at this. When in Nehemiah, when the king fired, what her first name, the first queen, Vashti, when he divorced her because they was having a party, a feast, a celebration, and he wanted her to come out half naked, anyway, to show off her beauty. And she says, I ain't coming. It wouldn't look right to me for me to have my wife come out and be dancing before a bunch of drunk men. And either if I had some concubines, even them. Because they will be saying things and don't know what they're saying. They have drunk a whole drunk. And what they're seeing, they ain't really seeing all of that out there. They just, because most of my eyes are probably half closed, you know, you drunk. And you don't, it just, but look, when he fired Vashti, or when he divorced Vashti, and then Esther came in. And when Mordecai told her the condition of the Jews and all that, and they were about to be destroyed and all that, and told her, said, you got to go see the king. And she says, in these past 30 days, the king have not sent for me for pleasure, for entertainment. But he said, you got to go. She says, go and see the king. I could get killed like that, but you got to go. And when she understood the problem, she says, I'm going to see the king, even if I perish. Vashti couldn't do this. Esther had to do it. Vashti was not a Jew. It wouldn't have made any difference to her that all the Jews got killed or not. But Esther made her different. And so she, the only one, could go before the king to save the people, not Vashti. Hannah was the only woman that God could close up her wound, and she'd go pray to God for God to open. And she didn't ask God to open them, but she says, to give me a gift, to give me a man child. I'm going to give him back. The gift comes from God. Let me ask you. What you doing with you? You gonna give you back to the Lord? You know, from the day we were born, the first breath we took, all the way up until now, come from God.
That's right.
If we are indebted to anybody for anything, it would be God. Before I become his son, before I became a Christian, before I became a preacher, he had already ordained these things for me to be. Now, he didn't ordain that I be well in my 30s before I accept all of this. That was me. But he kept me. And so I give thanks unto the Lord, because he didn't let the devil kill me. And you know, when we was out there, it didn't seem that bad, but when you get saved and you look back over your life, and you'll say, man, woo. Remember that song that says, I never could have made it without him? Never could have made it without him. But Hannah prayed, and she was telling the Lord to remember her and forget her not. And I know you know the Lord is not going to forget her. But now we telling the Lord what we want and what we're going to do with what he gives. How he, God give us this body. And that's the reason I said, you know, everybody ought to want to stay young. This is not me. Me lives inside of this house. And everybody, the old temple or the outside temple, it get old. It ages every moment. But the inner man renewed every month. It says day by day. And so I might look old outward, but inward I'm still young. My spirit is no older than now than it was the day God started breathing into me. That's been a few days, but nevertheless, I owe him. And that's the reason I can do this. I want to show him my gratefulness. I want to show him my gratitude. He already knows it, but I want it to be out in the public. But Hannah prayed and said, give me this child. I'm going to give him back to you all the days of his life. And then she took him to the church after she had weaned him, or to the temple, and gave him to the priest and brought the sufficient to give to the priest to celebrate with the feast and the wine and the ephod and all that stuff. She brought all of that. And I don't want to call it stuff, but she brought all of that. And then she gave it to the priest and said, this is the result, or this is the answer to the prayer I prayed to the Lord. And when I explained to you what I was doing, you told me, God grant my petition. This is it. I prayed for a child to give to the Lord. Oh, Don't be afraid when you're paying tithes to pay your tithes and in the offering. Put in the offering, because whatever I have, God gave it to me.
That's right.
And the good thing about it is whatever